Diddy, you want me to do the roll call?
If you want to start by, stating the time, the date, and yeah,
I'm sorry.
you're good.
All right. Well, welcome everyone to the Public Art and Community Design Committee meeting of Wednesday, December 10th. Welcome everyone. With that, I will ask Sadie to establish a quorum via roll call. Sadie?
Thank you. Adia Jamil?
Present.
Adrian Ackerman?
Present.
Alicia Vasquez? Ann Lopez?
Here.
Brandon Varela? Jacqueline Jean Barrios?
Here.
Leanne Hernandez?
Here.
Emily Tate?
Here.
Jim Glock?
Present.
Janet Fisher?
Here.
Maureen Lewick?
Here.
Melissa Brown Dominguez? Nancy Fung?
Here.
Robert Clark? Valerie Sipp?
Here.
And Wesley Fawcett Cree? Okay, and we have a quorum with 11 members present.
Very good. Thank you. Well, for those of you who are guests and other attendees, you've just heard the roll call for those Public Art and Community Design Committee members who are present. This time I'd like any guests to introduce themselves and then for the benefit of guests to have staff quickly introduce themselves. So, guests, I think we have a few. Sadie, if you could help me identify them, I'd appreciate it.
Of course. First, I'll pick on Deborah.
Hi, my name is Deborah Rosinski. I'm executive director of Sonoran Glass School, and I was happy to take part in the panel discussions to choose an artist.
Very good, thank you.
And Derek?
Derek Espalas with Spade Business Services. I also serve as a commissioner on the Commission of Disability Issues, and I was also a panelist on the art project.
Great, thank you.
You, and then we have Sasha. Sasha, did you
Sasha,
introduce
you could.
yourself?
Sorry, have a so-so connection. I'm Sasha Primo. I'm the artist selected for the Morris Udall Park. And yeah, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Okay. I don't know what to suggest, Sasha, to help with the technical issues. You may want to turn off your video and we can just listen in. Maybe that'll work better. I don't know. Any other techie know how to best suggest Sasha
Yeah, I
tune in
think
better?
turning off the video would probably help.
Oh.
Okay.
And then we have one member of
Hi
the
there.
public.
Do you hear me now?
Yeah.
Better. And then Jim, we have one member of the public, Felix Lawrence.
Very good.
As well.
Okay. Sadie, could you quickly run through your staff or Arts Foundation staff that's here?
Of course. Hello, everyone. I'm Sadie Shaw, Public Art and Community Design Administrator for the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona. And then for the record, Wesley Cree has just joined us at 3:41.
Okay.
Everybody, Will Winreyes, Director of Public Art for the Arts Foundation.
Very good.
Hey, everyone. Ariel Fry, Public Art Manager.
Great. And is that it?
That is it. Gia Del Pino, our Communications Manager, was unable to join us today. She's not feeling well, so if we can pull item 8, her communications report, we'd appreciate it.
Very good. Okay. With that, if there's no other items under introductions of guests and attendees, we'll move on to item 3, call to the audience. This is the time when any member of the public may address the Public Art and Community Design Committee members. Due to time constraints, the total time allocated for this is 15 minutes. Individuals are allowed 3 minutes each. At the conclusion of the call to the audience, members of the public body may respond to a personal criticism made by those who have addressed the public body, may ask staff to review a matter, or may ask that a matter be put on a future agenda. Please note that personal criticisms do not include criticisms of a policy, project proposal, etc. Members of the public body shall not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during an open call to the public unless the matters are properly noticed for discussion and legal action. So with that, we do have one member present, and I believe Mr. Felix is here, and is he ready to
speak? Yes, I am.
Okay.
Am I visible to the committee?
An image is.
An image. All right. Well, I would like to be visible to the committee like all other people who are participating in this meeting, if that's possible. Now, this evening or this afternoon, I'd like to introduce the theory or concept of intersectionality as it relates to public art. Intersectionality is a theory which says that oppression is not uniform. Different people are subject to different systems of oppression depending on the demographic group that they belong to. And the classic example is a working class African American woman would be subject to oppression both by her class, the working class, by her race, and by her gender. So these systems of oppression are overlapping, and some people are subject to them and some people are not. Now, how does public art figure in the theory of intersectionality? Well, public art is another system of oppression. This thing we call public art is a system of government control and censorship whereby the government determines who is allowed to express themselves and who must remain silent. And although this censorship is applied to everyone, including the people whose project are approved, if a project is approved, it's still been censored if it's gone through a process of censorship. So all the public art you see on the street is the product of censorship. And although it's applied to everyone, it affects different groups in different ways. So, for example, women are in our society are subject to discrimination, sexism, misogyny, sexual harassment, all these things. And if the government were to give women freedom of expression in public art, some of them would inevitably use that freedom of expression to confront and depict the misogyny and so forth that they're subject to. And the government cannot allow that to happen. We simply cannot allow just any woman to express herself. We need to pick the right kind of woman, and we need to make sure that she says the right kind of thing. And so that's what this committee is for. Among other things, you are tasked with this, with determining what is appropriate for women to say. And that's a heavy burden, but I guess you all shoulder it fairly well. You know what you're getting into here. Likewise, people of color in our society are also subject to discrimination, racism, and so forth. And if people of color had freedom of expression in public art, inevitably some of them would use it to confront racism and discrimination. And again, the government cannot allow that to happen. We have to make sure that only the right kind of people of color are approved for expression, and we have to make sure that they're expressing the right kinds of things. But fortunately for you all, active censorship is rarely needed. Mostly this committee exists as a deterrent to discourage people of color from even attempting to make public art, because the existence of this committee is well known, and anybody, whether women or people of color, they know that if they were to propose public art that is critical or provocative or controversial, it's very unlikely that the project would be approved, and therefore they don't even bother to come before this committee. And you'll find that of members of the public who attend these meetings, I'm basically usually the only one. And that's really because I used to be on this committee. I represented Ward 2 until the Arts Foundation kicked me off the committee.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Lawrence. Your time is is up.
Thank you. Thank you, and good evening.
All right. You too. Happy holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Do we have any other members of the public that would like to speak to the committee? Hearing none, we'll move on to item 4, committee member activity report. This is an opportunity for any committee member to share any updates on news and activities that you think may be of interest to the rest of the committee. And I'll take this opportunity now to note that one of our committee members is absent tonight, Judge Bob Clark. He is absent at what would have been his last meeting because he has termed out. He has served us for, is it 8 years that people can serve? And has done so well and been really quite a regular and a faithful attendee. So I'm sad to see that he's not here for his last meeting. But anyway, I think if you do happen to run into him at some point in time, thank him for his service and wish him well. And I'll miss seeing him in the shadows with his pipe. So if anyone else has any tidbits for the rest of the committee, any holiday activities that you think are important for us to be aware of that we may not already know about, now's your opportunity to share.
Chairman Glock, for the record, Brandon Varela has joined the meeting at 3:48.
Okay, very good. Brandon, I hope you caught my call for comments of committee from committee members on any activities you think the rest of us should know about during this holiday season. So,
at the end of it.
Okay.
And I believe Maureen Lewick, she raised her hand.
Okay. I've mentioned that I'm a colored pencil artist, and if you have no idea what that means, go to Murphy Gallery because the Tucson Group has a really nice exhibit. It is part of St. Philip's Church. And the Colored Pencil Society of America's Arizona chapter is in Casa Grande at their little house that's an art exhibit place. It's 319 West 3rd Street. And they're both up until December when they move to the Jewish Community Center. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Maureen. Anyone else? I guess I'll make a plug. Well, not a plug, but I'll just note that the 4th Avenue Merchants Association Street Fair is this weekend. And to, with respect to whether you think those are accomplished artists or not, it is happening. And the reason I'm mentioning it is because I wear a number of hats, and one of them is with my neighborhood, the West University Neighborhood Association. And this has nothing to do with art. This has to do with selling beer at the street fair, and the neighborhood does so to gain some income to help support a number of our causes. We give all our tips to the Trinity Presbyterian Food Bank and the Roskridge Middle School PTA. The rest of the proceeds then go to support activities within the neighborhood, such as water harvesting and things of that nature. So hope to see you. I'll be at the northeast corner of 4th and 4th Friday, Saturday, and Sunday if you want to see me. And Council Member Schubert will be there Sunday afternoon if you wanted to say hi to her. So that's all I have. Anyone else?
I would like to just share that Traices opened a new show on Saturday called Chiquititos, and so you can check out that show of small works, the little ones. All of them are kind of priced at $222 in lieu of the name. If you were going to the street fair to see Jim this weekend, I would hope that you would stop by Raices as well and check out the little ones show. They're open from 1 to 5 Saturdays and Sundays. So thanks, y'all.
Very good.
Yep. This is Adrienne Ackerman. Sorry to be off camera, but I will be emceeing a fundraiser for No More Deaths, No Más Muertes, at Crooked Tooth Brewery on the 20th. It is a winter solstice, full moon burlesque event, and we're hoping to raise a lot of funds for No More Deaths for this winter season. So we'd love to see y'all there.
Very good. Anyone else? Okay. With that, we'll move in on to item 5, our public art director's report, and this is an informational item that Wilwyn will handle. So, Wilwyn, you're on. Unmute.
Thank you, Jim. Hi, everybody. It's the end of the year. It's crazy. So if you read my letter, it was mostly appreciative of the work you do, the work you do, volunteering, you know, meeting once a month to help us steward this public art thing and represent our communities. As far as upcoming projects, there's going to be a big one coming up in February, 22nd Street, Camino de Seco to Houghton. I think I said that right. Big budget. Errol, do you remember what? It's like 180? Anyway.
Sorry. I think it's two something.
I think it's like $280 and $44. And it's going to be a big project and excited to launch that. So if you are in, I believe it's near Ward 4 or on Ward 2, that's a good opportunity for you. Or to tell any folks you know that want to be on that. It'll be along the road for DTM. And I'm going to share my screen so we can look at some. I posted some photos for the first time in my report. Because, oh, wait. Sadie, can I do it?
Yes, I think
I can. Because we're finally getting out there in the streets. Oh, no, wrong one. There we go. And I just wanted to share some photos of a few things we've been working on. We had a community paint day for Gunny Park, and adding this post from Congresswoman Adelita Grijalva's Instagram, where she participated in painting this mural. Part of this mural is on the ground. It's not in this picture. And we showed up there, and it was a lot of fun. The one below that, every year we meet with public art administrators from around the state and compare notes, see who's doing what, see if there's any cross-collaboration. This time it was Phoenix hosted it. So this is at the Phoenix Civic Center. And if you haven't been inside, there's a giant mirror. That's a public artwork that reads, "Art is a guarantee of sanity." And you can only read it by looking through the mirror. And mind you, this is on the second or third floor. So there's like a pole that goes down like 20 or 30 feet. It was a lot of fun. I learned a lot of things. Learned a lot about how Phoenix maintenance budget is amazingly large because they have all these crazy projects, and how they are considering how public arts is a cultural investment and economic, it provides them economic growth. So it's a really interesting way to consider things that I think we should, you know, think about here in supporting maintenance projects using tourism dollars. And I didn't get to go to this community bike ride. I think Ariel might have, but I think you've seen pictures of the art bikes that we finally launched. Ward 1, hosted by Fuga, went on this great community ride through the neighborhood, supporting that project. And lastly, we finally have a table set up with Arts Foundation Green. We'll be doing a lot more of these, hopefully for new upcoming projects, project launches. And we even got some funding to have some shirts made, designed by a local artist, Revolta Art. And hopefully we can do this every year. Find a local artist, design an Arts Foundation team shirt, and, you know, provide support that way. And the rest you've seen, everything's the same as it was last month regarding the public art plan. And that's it for me. Thanks for all of your work this year.
Thank you, Wilwin. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll move on to some business. Review and approval of the November 12th meeting minutes. We need a motion, second, and any discussion associated with that. So, Chair will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of November 12th.
I'll move that forward.
Okay, second. We have a motion. Liam.
Second.
Ann Lopez has seconded. Any discussion?
Just a quick point of clarification. If I was not in full attendance at the meeting, the last meeting, should I abstain from a vote?
Okay. You don't need to abstain if we're in here.
Was that clear, Adrian?
It was. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Hearing no discussion, I'll impose upon Sadie to do a roll call vote.
Adia Jamil?
Yes, sorry.
Thank you. Adrian Ackerman?
Approve.
Alicia Vasquez? Ann Lopez?
Approve.
Brandon Varela?
Approve.
Jacqueline Jean Barrios?
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez?
Approve.
Emily Tate? Emily?
You still here?
Emily? I see you came off of mute. Okay, we'll come back to you. We can't hear you at this moment. Jim Glock?
Approved.
Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Melissa Brown-Dominguez? Nancy Fung?
Approve.
Robert Clark? Valerie Sipp?
Approve.
Wesley Cree?
Approve.
Thank you. And then Emily Tate?
Approve.
Thank you. And we have unanimous approval.
Very good. Thank you, everyone. With that, we'll move on to item 7, approval of panel recommendation of selected artist for the Morris K. Udall Park project. And Ariel is going to start this off. And it's your show, Erin.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Hi, everyone. I'm going to share my screen. Also, hello to Sasha, Deborah, and Derek. Thank you all for being here. I feel free to jump in at the end to share any comments about your experience. Does everyone see the presentation? Yeah, okay, great.
We sure do.
Thanks. So this is for the artist selection process for Morris K. Udall Park in Ward 2. This is a part of the funding for Proposition 407 for amenities and connections. And the budget for this public art project is $122,597. And this project is really unique because it focuses on creating public art that specifically is created to enhance the new inclusive playground that will be a part of their new, it'll be inclusive in the way that it will be designed for all abilities to play, explore, and interact. And the public art, types of public art that are considered for this project include sculptures, murals, shade structures, interactive elements, and integrated features to enhance that playground experience. These examples in the first page and this page are from Dig's studio of their inclusive playground, where they hired on artists to incorporate those public art pieces. So we also have Dig's studio on our panel. They're the design representative for this project. So This is our panel. We have Deborah and Derek here with us, and we asked the panel to review 118 applications between September 29th and October 29th. And then we held the Artist Selection 1 meeting on October 29th, and then the Artist Selection 2 meeting, where the panel interviewed 3 finalists, took place November 19th. And it was really exciting because the panel selected Sasha Risen, but I think maybe he also goes by Primo. I'm happy to hear you clarify that afterwards, Sasha. But the panel selected this artist unanimously as their first choice. So it's really exciting to see that, you know, that consensus and everyone's excitement for this artist. He is Argentinian and works throughout Latin America and the U.S. and really focuses on a people-centered approach in murals and placemaking projects. So these are some examples of his work that were on his application, interactive elements and sculptures. And here's some more, a mural and some larger sculptures and a quote from him, from his website. So I'm going to go ahead and, pass it back to see if there's any comments that the panel would like to share or the artist.
Hi there, I'm Sasha. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, everyone. I'm so happy to be here to become part of this project. And it's been my dream to create this kind of artwork for a playground, especially. So I'm very, very excited to be here.
Great.
I'm sorry. And my name is Sasha Racing, but my artist name is Sasha Primo. That's how I started over 15 years ago painting murals by Primo. So I just kept the name.
Very good. Any other questions of Ariel or the artist team? Well, welcome aboard. I guess we're pretty much the last hurdle you have to overcome. There's some administrative steps that you'll endure, but we look forward to your work. That stretch of roadway is, I just drove on it today. I think you have some great opportunities, and I really like the interactive nature of the work that you are showing, and I think that will make the traveling experience all the better for bicyclists, pedestrians.
Oh,
and
Jim, this is for a park to clarify.
Oh, I'm sorry, for the park, for Udall Park. Sorry, for the users of Udall Park, and Udall Park's kind of interesting in that it used to have a. A radioisotope telescope underneath it to capture I think it was neutrons from outer space, but anyway, so that's something you might want to explore as you're looking for things to play off associated with your art. So, sorry about that. I was getting ahead of 22nd Street. That was somehow in my brain, but we'd already covered that. So, all right. With that, any other questions of the artist team or Ariel? Excuse your chairman spaciness. Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve the artist as selected by the panel.
Move to approve.
And Lopez moves to approve. Do we have a second?
I'll second. It's Maureen.
Maureen is seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call upon Sadie for a roll call vote.
Adia Jamil.
Approve.
Adrian Ackerman?
Approve.
Alicia Vasquez? Ann Lopez?
Approve.
Brandon Varela? Brandon?
Mm-hmm. Approve.
Thank you. Jacqueline Jean Barrios?
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez?
Approve.
Emily Tate?
Approve.
Jim Glock?
Approved.
Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Melissa Brown Dominguez? Nancy Fong?
Approve.
Robert Clark? Valerie Sipp?
Approve.
Wesley Cree?
Approve.
Thank you, and Chairman, you have unanimous approval.
Very good. Thank you, everyone. With that, we have pulled item 8, so we're going to move on to item 9, Public Art Community Design Committee Officer Election and Overview. As you may or may not know, members themselves all have their own cycle with respect to when their respected sponsor has appointed them, be it the County Board of Supervisor, Mayor, Council Member, or the Arts Foundation themselves, City Manager's Office. However, every January, the committee does accept nominations and vote on whom they're going to have as their chair and co-chair. So in January, that will be coming up, and I'm going to turn to Sadie to speak to any nuance I may have forgotten.
Thank you, Jim. So everyone, we do do our elections in January. We'll be electing a new chair and co-chair. The roles and responsibilities of the chair and co-chair is basically, you know, what Jim is doing now, leading the meetings. The mayor and council and their boards, committees, and commissions do follow Robert's Rules of Orders as their parliamentary procedure. You don't really need in-depth knowledge of Robert's Rules in order to be chair or co-chair. I can help you with, you know, the rudimentary facets of Robert's Rules. And so we do have a script for chairs and co-chairs that has been provided by the city clerk's office. So please don't let parliamentary procedure stop you from serving on this committee. If that is your interest, feel free to reach out to me if you have any other questions. You won't have to do the minutes or the legal action reports as other BCCs have to do if you're a chair or co-chair. I will do all of that for you, and I'll submit the public notices and the agendas on your behalf. The only other thing you have to do other than facilitate the meeting is to attend the PAC DC planning meeting, which happens the week before the PAC D meeting. So the first Wednesday of the month at 3:30 via Zoom, we go over the agenda and you get to see the minutes beforehand and recommend any changes before the committee gets to see them as well. And of course, you get to set the agenda, decide what gets put on the agenda and what gets left off. And I think that's basically it. Leanne, do you have anything to add?
I don't. I think it's for folks who, well, I guess I do actually. I think for folks who are interested in, serving the community and taking that extra step, I think this is a really great committee to learn about Robert's Rules and just to get more practice with the process. And so, I would highly encourage y'all to put your name forward.
All right. Hopefully, we'll have someone expressing some interest in this. from my perspective, I've been chair of many committees, and it's the one challenge you have as chair is you can't take motions. You can't make motions, so you got to find a way to get one of your committee members to make the motion you want. And you got to do that in the light of day. You can't be calling people on the sidelines. You got to do it here at the meeting. So, and if any of you have seen me try to encourage people to make motions, it's not all that tough. So anyway, I encourage people to step up and let their interests be known. And we'll, maybe we'll actually have some contested positions where we may have more than one applicant for the job. So we'll see. But with that, if there are any questions of Sadie or myself or Leanne with respect to the positions and or the election, now's your opportunity. I'm sure you can call Sadie on the side and not violate any open meeting law issues to inquire further. And likewise, the boards and commissions folks at the city can probably give you more information than you would want to endure. So,
and we do have one hand raised from Adrian.
Well, Adrian.
Thanks. May we nominate fellow committee members for the positions?
Yes, you may, but they don't have to accept your nomination, I guess, is all I could say. So, but you could certainly twist their arm to step up and take the position. And you can nominate yourself. Okay. Well, hearing no other questions, I'll be moving on to any requests for additions to future agenda. I think we've got a Leanne, Sadie, Wilwin, I think we have a list of agenda items that we're still trying to work through, and I don't have them off the top of my head, but you can check with them if you believe that there's an agenda item that we've spoken of before and we haven't gotten it on the agenda. They'll set Leanne and I straight, and we'll get it on a future agenda to the extent that we're still serving you in our roles for the next month at least. So with that, I think we are done. So I'm going to adjourn the meeting. Prior to doing so, happy holidays, everyone. I hope everyone has again safe holidays overall, and please come by and say hi at the street fair if you're out getting sunburned, because it's going to be hot. My sister's coming down from Idaho to warm up, so go figure.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays.
4:15, the meeting is hereby adjourned. So thanks, everyone. We'll see you in January.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. So long. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.